was the town that made America famous. The church is full and the kids all gone to hell. Six traffic lights and seven cops, and all the streets kept clean. The supermarket and the drugstore and the bars all doing well. Now they were the folks that made America famous. Our local fire department stocked with short-haired volunteers. And on Saturday night, while America boos, as the fire department showed dirty movies, the lawyer and the grocer seeing their dreams come to life on the movie screen, while the plumber hopes that it won't be seen as he tries to hide his fears and he wipes away his tears. But something's burning somewhere. Does anybody care? We were the kids that made America famous. The kind of kids that long since drove our parents to despair. We were lazy long hairs dropping out, lost, confused and copping out, convinced our futures were in doubt and trying not to care. We lived in the house that made America famous. It was a rundown slum, the shame of all the decent folks in town. We're hippies and some welfare cases, crowded families of cold black faces, trapped inside some cracked old boards, the best that we all could afford, but still too fine for the rich landlord to ever tear it down. And we could hear the sound of something burning somewhere. Is anybody there? We all live the life that made America famous. Our cops would make a point to shadow us around our town. And we loved children, put a swastika on the bright red firehouse door. America, the beautiful, it makes a body proud. And then came the night that made America famous. Was it carelessness or someone's sick idea of a joke? In the tinderbox trap that we hippies lived in, someone struck a spark. At first I thought that I was dreaming, then I saw the first flames gleaming, and heard the sound of children screaming, coming through the smoke. And something's burning somewhere. Does anybody care? Besides, we just cleaned the chrome, said the plumber, then I'm going alone. Well, he rolled on up in the fire truck and raised the ladder to the ledge. Well, me and my girl and a couple of kids were clinging like bats to the edge. We staggered to salvation and collapsed on the street. And I never thought that a fat man's face would ever look so sweet. I shook his hand in the scene that made America famous. And he smiled from the heart that made America great.
We spent the rest of that night in the home of this man that we'd never known before. It's funny when you get that close, it's kind of hard to hate. I went to sleep with the hope that made America famous. I had the kind of a dream that maybe they're still trying to teach in school, of the America that made America famous. And of the people who just might understand that how together, yes we can, create a country better than the one we have made of this land. We have the choice to make each man who dares to dream reaching out his hand a prophet or just a crazy damn dreamer of a fool. Yes, a crazy fool. And something's burning somewhere. Does anybody care?